Let's get to our story today on electric cars. Are they a viable alternative to the internal combustion engine yet? Until recently, I had been living in Newcastle in the northeast of Britain. Newcastle was one of the first cities to introduce charging points for electric cars in the parking spaces in the city centre. Public opinion seemed to be fairly well split between a great idea that would encourage people to start using electric cars and a waste of money. We should have waited to see if people bought the cars before building the charging points. This is a classic chicken and egg argument, and time will tell if the provision of charging points means that Newcastle becomes an early adopter of the all-electric car. The hybrid car, with both petrol and electric motors, has been with us for some time now, and has gone from being the eco-statement of Hollywood stars to a fairly well-established technology. Led by Toyota's Prius, the hybrid has the great advantage of not having such a limited range as the all-electric vehicles, as the petrol motor is used to provide drive and to recharge the batteries while the car is in motion. The next generation Prius is said to have solar panels built into the roof to provide additional charging to the batteries. Interesting though hybrid cars are, it is the all-electric car that is the focus of this episode. There have been a selection of all-electric cars and scooters available over the past few years, from the sporty but pricey Tesla Roadster to the bargain-priced G-Wiz. But none of the big manufacturers has stepped in with an all-electric model. Until now, that is, with Nissan set to be the first with the Leaf, followed by the Chevrolet Volt or Vauxhall Ampera for the UK market. The Leaf has already been released in Japan and the US and has gained some notoriety, unfortunately for the wrong reasons. Nissan has been partnered with the French carmaker Renault for a decade or more, and there is a free flow of technology between the firms. Renault recently sacked three top managers who allegedly had been selling the electric car technology featured in the new Leaf to a Chinese competitor. All three of the sacked managers have denied the accusations, as have the Chinese firm in question. But this perhaps shows the potential the automotive industry sees in electric cars. So let's take a look at the Leaf, the vehicle that so much fuss has been made of. The cost in the UK is set to be £28,990, although the government will subsidise that by £5,000, bringing the cost to the purchaser down to £23,990. For comparison purposes, the base price of the Prius is £20,695, while the most basic Volkswagen Golf would set you back just £13,610. As can be seen, the upfront cost is considerably higher for an electric vehicle. There are other benefits, though. If you drive in London, there is no congestion charge, which is a big plus, and additionally, there is no road tax. These are the incentives offered in the UK. You would need to check those offered where you live if you are considering an electric vehicle.